Welcome to the Veggie Boy Project. This is a dramatization of a young man's desire for better health and how it led him to a journey into faith.
Bro, are we good to go?
Yeah, Caden. All the food sauces are done.
Right on.
Ready for the taste test?
Let's do this.
Okay, contestant number one, applesauce.
Mmm, classic.
Contestant number two, pear sauce.
Mmm, not bad. I actually like this.
Huh, that's surprising. You don't really care for pears.
I know, huh?
Contestant number three, apricot sauce.
Pretty good, but I'm leaning towards pear right now.
Interesting. Okay, here's our final contestant, number four, peach sauce.
Whoa, this is good.
Yeah, this might be my favorite.
Me too. Hey, Liam?
What's up, Caden?
So, bro, how would you feel about being an uncle?
What? Say that again?
Bro, I got Jake pregnant. Bro, say something. Yell at me. Tell me you're disappointed in me. Tell me I'm a disgrace to the family. Hell, hit me. Liam, give me a reaction here.
Bro, calm down. Let me pick up my spoon first.
I don't freaking believe this. I'm dropping this bombshell on you, and all you're worried about is a spoon?
Do you really want me to punch you right now?
No, not really.
Is it all right if we sit down and talk?
To the couch, then.
You're being serious with me, right? This is not a bad joke or anything like that.
Bro, real talk. No lies here. Jade called me last night.
How did you react?
Well, I was super shocked. Duh.
Was Jade still taking birth control?
I'm pretty sure. I think so. Maybe?
Were you using a condom?
No, I haven't this last couple times we did it. Hey, why are you going all NCIS on me?
Caden, I'm just trying to understand the situation. You gotta stop being so defensive.
Sorry, bro.
So what happened next after you told her?
Well, I wanted her to get an abortion, but she told me she was Catholic. I'm like, what does that gotta do with anything? You were on birth control.
Caden, you shouldn't take abortion so lightly. You're talking about taking a life here. You have to consider Jade's feelings and well-being also. It's not some kind of simple procedure like cutting off a mole. There are psychological consequences to consider after an abortion.
How do you know all this?
Kat had an abortion when she was 15 years old, and she had feelings of guilt and loss years later. She was still struggling to come to grips with her decision.
Dang. Sorry, bro. I didn't know that about Trini.
Yeah.
Bro, you're right. I'm just being selfish right now. I didn't even think about Jade when I heard I was going to be a father. I just wanted to get rid of the baby and hit the reset button. Sorry, man.
Did you tell Jason yet?
Nah, man. You're the first person I've told.
What do you tell Jason? I bet he'll say something like, "Yo, C-Dog, it's time to take responsibility and man up."
Yeah, that sounds like him. But you're right. I need a man up here.
What are you going to tell Mom and Dad?
Tonight. Oh, man. They're going to freak.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. Do you mind if we pray together right now?
No, not at all. Of course. Hey, Caden?
Yeah?
I don't think I'm ready to be an uncle yet.
Fool, what do you think I'm feeling right now? Let's start.
Okay.
God, I know I haven't been talking too much lately, but I need you now, Lord.
This episode was written by Jennifer and David Quach. The voice of Liam was Justin Vung. The voice of Caden was Samuel Nguyen. This episode was brought to you by Studio 6, professional coaching for actors and public speakers. For more information, check out www.studiovi.net.
Next time on The Veggie Boy Project,
Liam hangs out with Caden and Jason.